For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Beggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, you got Figgy Fig, you got myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Texans victory Monday for the second time in a row in 2024. Hope you are having a great
We're feeling all right.
Victory Monday.
Hey, I feel to be 2-0, man.
How about that?
Yeah, the feeling all right is largely the 2-0, because one thing about a primetime game, it's late at night. And everybody's feeling
a
little bit.
We will get to that.
But you know what?
Sunglasses and Advil.
Yeah, man.
Last night was mad real.
Yeah. That's right. But you know what? I don't need that. I don't need no caffeine. I don't need none of it. I am running off of the vibes of a victory for your Texans. In fact, I'm running off of the vibes of, good times. 2-0, the only one in the division. In fact, by far. The only one in the division that has that 19-13 victory for your Houston Texans. Always get involved with the program. Texting in 713-572-4610. We also always have the Odyssey app going for you. YouTube, Twitch, all those things there. So let us know how you feeling. In fact, how was your primetime experience? In fact, first Sunday night football game since 2019. And it was palpable.
Oh, my gosh.
Being in around the stadium.
Oh, my gosh. It was it was quite... It was a hell of a night for Houston. It was a great night for football fans, for the team. Although we'll parse out some of the things that we maybe not are feeling great about. But
that's another thing. Yeah. Is like, in addition to how was your prime time experience? Because I definitely want that again. 713-572-4610. How are you feeling about this game as well? Just like overarching. Like, is it all positive? Is it all negative? Where on that spectrum does it exist? Because that was another thing that I definitely got a feel for.
Mm-hmm.
In the course of going around the stadium, I tried to make the full use of my press pass and went into the locker room and there was obviously jubilance over a win, but you could tell that the expectations that have been set for this team in general have pushed it to where it wasn't just joy. And I don't know exactly how to put a word on what the remaining feelings and emotions were. But it wasn't all just exuberance and joy after a victory.
But I think, let me try to just kind of like put the whole night into my perspective.
Let's do it.
Anyway, the fact that we can parse out and nitpick little things that we'd like to see better.
1 p.m.
is, yes, 1 p.m. We'll be doing that, the nitpicking. But the fact that we can do that, the fact that D'Amico Ryans can stand up there and say, man, we got to clean this up. We got to clean that up. We got to clean that up. And the Texans still just put an absolute smackdown defensively on the Bears, and the fact that they're still 2-0, I said this last week. I think they're in a different place. They can win different ways. We have different expectations. We are going to talk about some of the really good things, but also some of the things that we're like, okay, we got to keep an eye on that. But the fact that we are here says how far this team has
100%.
Come. I mean, it is absolutely. I walked away from that game, and I wasn't ignorant of some of those other things, but I walked away from that game saying, this team is different.
Mm-hmm.
This team is different from anything that we've experienced. They can play any way you want. They can play the beautiful football as we've seen in the past, and they can absolutely give Caleb Williams an amazing long night, and they can change the way they play. D'Amico Ryans doesn't blitz. He blitzed his ass off. Derek Stingley doesn't really travel too often with an opposing wide receiver.
He was on two all night.
He traveled to DJ Moore the whole night. So, like, this was a fantastic night. Now, you talk about the experience. I mean, roof open. How many times have we seen that? Had a flyover with the Coast Guard. How many times have you seen that?
Yeah. Apparently, Mike Tirico said, 40-some times in the Texans, I guess, existence?
Yeah.
That the roof been open?
No, it hadn't.
I seen somebody. I don't know if that's like.
Maybe he said four or two. not
42. I said, it was a big number. Well, I'm like, I don't know who gave him no numbers.
But that ain't right.
That's the hilarious part about retractable roof. Like, it feels like retractable roof in theory in a lot of places that have retractable roof.
Yeah, I only remember one time since I've been living here.
I think he said four or two, Fig. You might have misheard that. No, I think he's wrong, to be honest. But no, Reggie, man, I mean, I was like, you know, there have been games like this where you kind of rub your forehead and you go, oh, this is gonna be tough all year long.
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
No. By all means, that is not the way that it feels. Mm-hmm. And I understand why you've had that you have to have that comparison because it hadn't been that long ago
mm-hmm.
when you had to have those feelings. So, yeah, that's absolutely one I want to get a feel for. And shout out to all the people texting in from the from the 713, they said they love the experience and the game. Props to the Texas fans in attendance because the TV and the Bears fans sounded loud. True at the game or just TV? There was a lot of orange in that building. There was a lot of Bears fans.
There was.
Not like
it has been on the dark days here, but that's expected. But there were a lot.
Yeah, no, there was a lot. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we got a feel for that when we were out, you know, before this mm-hmm. game. We were walking around, obviously, doing the tailgater of the game, getting that situation. And there was a lot of Bears fans. I was surprised at how many times I turned around and just like, there's a grip of them there. And, oh, there's another one. And, of course, what is always hilarious with any game day is seeing the houses divided.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a Texans jersey, a Texans clad
sisters.
Woman, and a Bears clad man holding hands, walking into the stadium. Like, okay, so they're going to have a fun night. We definitely saw sisters as well that were on either side of this. But there was a good amount of Bears fans. And there was points where you could hear the Bears fans chanting defense. And I was like, it doesn't sound like a home game, but it definitely doesn't sound like it should on a road game. Like, there's somewhere in between. And so, there was definitely a good amount of Chicago Bears.
It felt like a Sunday night special occasion, and it was exactly that. You mentioned outside, and we'll get into some of this during passing thoughts. But it was a special night for football, a special night for Houston, and I walked away feeling much more positive than negative because we got a defense here, man. I mean, we have a defense here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense really stood up well, and you mentioned the idea of blitzing. Like, I do wonder over the course of this thing if we'll see that the blitz rate was really more about that's rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Whenever you see a rookie quarterback, in my mind, I'm like, okay, heat him up and see how he handles it, mm-hmm. right? See how he handles the heat. And I do wonder if that ultimately bears out that's what's happening there, or if you're right, that this is some level of shift in D'Amico Ryan's general philosophy about playing defense as he continues to, and as we all do, you know, over the course of careers and whatever we do, like, you know, evolve in the way that we go about things.
Yep. Evolve and also adapt and adjust to the personnel that you have.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, you know, Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter, we talked about it Friday, you know, maybe they could make for a long night for Caleb Williams. They did.
They did.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They did. Jalen Petrie, we thought about maybe seeing him coming off the edges and making some plays up on the line of scrimmage. He did.
That one tackle, he ain't whiffed that one.
Woo, baby.
That was a college tackle. That was like one of them college rivalry type of tackles.
He hit that man so hard that the refs were like, that's got to be a flag.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, look, I don't even know. I ain't see it, but it sounded like a flag.
What's the tackles they used to call in? Slobber knockers.
Slobber knockers, yeah.
De-cleaters. Yeah.
He de-cleated his
ass. Like face to face.
But that all ties in. And the players knew. The players knew it was prime time, and they were the only game in town. They were the only game on television. I mean, they absolutely took it to another level. And then there's this, the whole vibe outside the stadium, the whole vibe inside the stadium, and then the vibe on the squad, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Because they played at a different kind of crazy level, man. It was wild. Both teams, but especially the Texans.
All right, interesting text comes in here from the 713. Acoustics and NRG were terrible with the roof open. Time for them to recalibrate, as I do to recall it. I don't recall
it. It was loud.
That's interesting. All right, so here, let's ask Will Anderson, like, how did you feel the energy was in the stadium?
Man, it was rocking. It was rocking. I had chills when I got out there, and I looked up, and I've never seen the stadium open, man, and it's just wonderful to see the city come out, man. That's what we do it for. We do it for the fans, man. Of course, our families and ourselves, but we really want H-Town to mean something, man. We really want the fans to be a part of something great, man, and that's what we're trying to do here.
No, man, I felt it. I didn't notice any figgy. I didn't notice any different, and I thought it looked cooler, first of all, with the roof.
It looked super cool.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, I mean, it wasn't hot where I'm like, man, this is terrible, but it was a little muggy in there,
all right,
but it was like a normal stadium.
Yeah, I was like, where did y'all end up ultimately? Because I know that there's various different points where we can watch the game. We're very blessed to have, obviously, access to the press box, which is air conditioned, right? So there's that. There's the suite that we have access to as a company, and that can lead into a little bit of that lower bowl, so you get maybe a little bit of the feel of that. But if you're up in the suite, again, kind of air conditioned. So I do want to get a feel for that. But then also, I know that in the first half, I was trying to get a feel for what does the roof feel like. And when you're up there in that press box, I felt like I actually didn't really get a feel for anything that was happening.
No, you never do. That's why I hate going up there, man. That's why I always leave. I wound up on the club level. Had some buddies on the club level. But I did, for the record, go down to the first level for a little bit. It wasn't too hot.
It wasn't bad at all.
But just everything was cool. They had those little lights working.
That was a good touch.
Yeah, that was really nice.
I know that me and B. Scott were talking about is just the idea of those lights and the ways that they were able
to. The little wristband.
Yeah, the wristband. I think that even then, I feel like there's still more that could have been done with those. Like, I do wonder if that's going to be another
evolution. And they controlled them. Like, I was sitting talking to my buddy Rick, and all of a sudden his wristband turns on at halftime. What's going on with you, man? It was really, really cool. And when you look at the team and how they played all together, okay, it wasn't an A+. But it was very much of an A for me, A- maybe because of the mistakes that we're going to get into and some of the other stuff. But just the way they responded, I said earlier on, they can play any way that you want to, and they can beat you any way that you want to. Let's not forget, we have a 6-point win and a 2-point win.
Yeah,
that could have gone either way, but they won.
And to me, that's a good sign because you got some explosive teams with weapons. I mean, look at the Miami Dolphins. Whenever it get to a nasty game like that, they just fall right.
Yeah.
They fall flat.
Good point.
And they can, to me, this win show you that when they get ugly, we can sling mud around too,
yes,
but we're going to win.
They can win.
It ain't going to be pretty, but we're going
to
win.
I don't know if I go so far as to say they can win anyway, because I still think that remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. But they at least want some dirty ones, right? Like they want a dirty one. In this case, where, you know, there's definitely aspects of the team that were like, yeah, no, we didn't hold up to our end of the bargain. And still, you end up with an instance where it feels like if you did not have the self-inflicted wounds, that you still would have had a double-digit victory. And so that's the portion of this that you really, you know, take solace in, is that, oh, man, this team, even when it was bad, manages to get a win. And that, I mean, look. NFL football is hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy to get wins in that way. And so you have to appreciate that from that perspective. Another thing that was brought up by our guy Ocho actually said, hey, man, didn't like waiting until Sunday night. Didn't like waiting this long over the course of it. That is another part of the prime time game. How did you guys feel about the idea that, hey, man, you go through all of the slate and we still ain't gotten to football time?
It's an adjustment, but I think it's an adjustment that we better get used to. Yeah. You know, because that's just the life when you're at the top of the heap, or one of the teams that's considered to be at the top of the heap. But yeah, I mean, you know, the good thing is I got my red zone fill, that's for sure. I was all over red zone and then got out there. But I was excited. And the reason I said that they can win anyway is because of number 7. I mean, if that were a shootout, I'd still bet on the Texans in a shootout. If it was a game like last night, we saw what the Texans did. 7 sacks, dude. 7 sacks. And all those extra pressures and all those loud, hard, tough hits, not even counting Petrie. I think they're built in a way that, I'll say it, you know, championship teams are built. Like how do you guys want to do this? Okay, we'll do it. You know, that's what I'm feeling with this squad.
It's early though, man.
Of course.
I hear your exuberance.
It's early guy.
Yeah.
I guess I'm this early guy. This is my bad. But it is. It is. And like there's the questions that are popping up are making me pump the brakes a little bit when it goes to like championship, but you're right. Like there at least I can see the foundation for when things click. You can get to that level. And I think that's the beauty of this at the very least, right? Yeah. Even if you want to be it's early guy, even if you want to kind of temper some of this, which I feel that's another thing. I'm like, yo, how are the vibes as well on that perspective, mm-hmm. right? Like, did you see this game and go, oh, man, you know, Texans to the moon? Or did you see, okay, there's some places where I'm going to reserve some of these things. And I do wonder if some of that is just the way that sports fans can be in general, right? Some people are open my heart up, I'm ready to be hurt. Some people are very guarded in that way, and maybe that's the way that this is playing out for us. But yeah, I do think that at the very least, you can look at this and you go 2-0. That's a great place to be. I think C.J. Stroud, in fact, said it in his availability.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, C.J. Stroud was hard on himself and this offense. He was like, 0-2 sucks a lot more than being 2-0 when you compare his first two seasons. And so at least always appreciating a win on a victory Monday is something you got to do.
Yeah, I just, look, I'm the king of don't ignore in victory what you would not ignore in defeat. We're not going to ignore those things. What I'm saying is the how they're equipped is the way a championship team is equipped. And yes, we have not seen them have to get in a high-scoring shootout. But I like the Texans' odds if they do that because of C.J. Stroud. I mean, C.J. Stroud made a throw with 11, 12 minutes left in the second quarter. That was about as good a play as you will ever see any quarterback make anywhere. It was incredible. And that's the kind of stuff that only he can do. On the heels of the throw that he made to Nico at the end of the Colts game to ice that one. Like, you have a guy that can get in those situations if the defenses are a little bit not like we've seen lately, and they go up to a 38-35 game. You have a guy that can win that game too.
Yeah, and on the CJ front, one of the plays that I absolutely loved, and I think it was in third quarter because I was hanging out in the suite at that point, was CJ making something happen, right, with his legs, and then throwing the ball downfield, finding Tank Dell, running booty butt naked open, as I like to say. And Tank drops it, which we'll have that conversation. Yeah. But just, I was amazed in that moment at, man, the wherewithal, the awareness, the ability to get out of what was a pressure situation, get your shoulder square, sling that ball, put it right where it needed to be, and also with anticipation. Yeah, man, this is a dude that, not that we needed any more convincing, but this is a dude who continues to grow to the place where, that's championship-type play from your quarterback and a leader on this team. So, look, man, we're just getting going on a Texans victory Monday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. There's a lot to talk about, but one thing that we always want to get on a victory Monday are the OG's passing thoughts. We'll do that next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.